I'd like to call together the Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting for Wednesday, July 29th at 6:30. Mr. Eddy, would you please take the roll?
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Mr. Knupel.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Mr. Schurg.
Here.
Okay.
Okay, we have a forum. Well, first of all, before we approve the minutes, I'd just like to say welcome to our new members online. We have our new planning director, Mr. Heath Eddy, and we have our new member, Dallas. Dallas, is it Schurg? Schurg? How do you say your last name?
Sure. Sure. It's like saying sure with a G at the end.
Okay, sure. I just didn't have it from you. Okay.
Is anybody else online?
No,
I don't
just.
I think so, but he did say there were people in the audience.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so with that approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of May 28th.
So move.
Second.
Okay, we have a first and second. Is there any discussion? I just had one thing if no one else did. I know that there was a motion made by Barber and Knipple to forward the report to the Common Council, but I don't think that went to the Common Council, did it? I don't remember.
Not that I know.
Okay. Mike, since you made the motion, I'll let you follow up on that, okay?
And what was that? Was that the...
It was the...
What item are you
talking about? Well, it's in the minutes under the core monitoring activities of blast complaints. So it was that report, the exceptional report, the really loud blast that they broke down.
No, I don't think that one went.
Okay. All right, so we have a first and a second for the minutes. All those in favor, please come by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Are you opposed? With that? Did I hear opposed?
No.
I think that was a late aye.
Okay. Are you opposed? Motion carries. Next item is the comment period. Are there any citizens that would wish to comment?
No, yes.
Do you have any citizens
that are
coming forward?
Yeah, she is. Give her a minute.
Okay.
This is the most ridiculous sham I have ever seen.
Just for the record, give your name and address before you...
Pennington Oski.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, is this going to be the norm from now on?
I'm not sure. This is my first time here, so okay. She's asking if this is going to be the norm in terms of attendance at these meetings.
Well, I'm not sure either. It depends on the situation and everyone's health and this is where we're at right now. So. Is there any other comments?
Oh yeah, there's a lot. But what
Chris,
good
not,
does it
not
do?
Not hear the comment, so if it was could be paraphrased.
I mean, what good does it do to say anything?
This was going to be the normal method of a meeting, and my reply was that I was unsure.
No, I don't want the dirty microphone.
So, are there any other comments? Is she still speaking?
Hang on. Yeah, she'll go ahead and speak.
She'll go ahead and speak, and then if you can't hear her, I'll paraphrase, or I'll try to capture what she says.
I guess. Okay, I made comments last time when I was here. I talked about a number of blasts which were way over the top, and you know how they were put down in the minutes? There was one citizen comment. That's how it got stated. Everything I had to say was totally irrelevant. Not one bloody word was put down. And now, I mean, we get insulted by coming here and the whole thing is virtual? This city is broken. This city is broken so bad. It's absolutely pathetic. There was another blast that shook my front door and shook my fireplace and, let's see, when was that one? The 24th, 7/24. And, okay, I also want to know what happened with the summary? How do we get notes on who did the survey? Was the survey notarized? If the survey wasn't notarized, then it's invalid. The quarry survey.
Give her a minute. She's still speaking. Are you referring to the section F of the minutes from last time? The survey of the quarry extraction area? Is that the one you're referring to?
Yeah, and I was here.
Okay, that was...
Half this information, it wasn't even... I didn't catch the name of the person who was doing it. They didn't say whether it was notarized. And if it isn't notarized, it's invalid.
My understanding was that survey was a land survey.
Yes.
Was that okay?
Yes.
Well, they're live. They're right here in person. They don't want to touch the microphone.
Yeah, there's someone standing around on the phone. I wanted to mute their phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're still waiting to get the final piece from Mr. Meyer at Lynch and Associates when they did the survey, the land survey. We didn't get the actual final survey document in yet. We're still trying to get that from them.
But was it even notarized?
That I can't speak to. That was before I got here. I didn't think to even look at it.
Because the whole survey is invalid if it wasn't.
I will have to check on that and get back to you.
I want to know if it was validated, if it was notarized. With whom? I mean, where, you know, who, what, where, when, okay. Why.
All right, I can get back to you on that one.
This whole thing is just, it's the most irritating thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Okay. Do you have anything else? Did you have anything else specific that you wanted to address?
I guess. Did you write down the blast? Anything about the blast?
The blast on the 7/24?
Oh, and I want to know why. Nothing, when I make comments, nothing is written down.
That, okay, I'll have to.
You know what they, what it says? It's, let's see. comment period opened at 6:55 p.m. and closed at 7:05 p.m., one citizen comment. It didn't say what was said, nothing.
I see that.
And that's what I mean about taxation without representation. Nothing.
Okay. I'd like to address that.
Okay.
Chair, the citizen comments here for the last meeting didn't start exactly on time because of the delay of the meeting where Alderman Barber and I were in another meeting. So the meeting didn't start exactly on the same time. It started at 6:55. So I'm not sure. I believe there was only one person. It was Penny, and she spoke most of the time. And the typical thing we do with this is we note that there was someone there, and then if someone wants to request the recording, then they can listen to all the comments. The recordings are available for the meeting. Now, Mr. Eddy, this is something you would want to take on as recording everything that gets said in the comment period or paraphrasing. It's not typically what we do.
Okay.
But
I
guess it's not completely off the table. I guess it'd be up to you.
Well, I have some experience being a recording secretary in other organizations, and it's typically been my take that if somebody shows up for a meeting to provide commentary who isn't there specific to the organization, I think I feel like I owe it to them to at least try and provide a summary of what they said. So at least it's on the record. In this case, comments today you just heard. The one that's specific to your agenda items is a blast that occurred on the July 24th that she said shook the front door in the fireplace. I do have the data on that information that it wasn't included in the packet because obviously we had to have a cutoff point.
It was at 8:30 a.m.
8:30, yeah.
Okay, we'll cover that item too.
Yes, so I can address that later, but yeah, I think it would be
and
fair.
As far as the question on the survey, could you check into the summary that was supposed to come with that?
Yes.
And the notarization has how it has to be.
Yes, I'll check. We'll keep trying to flag them down to get them to give us our information that we, frankly, we paid for. So.
There's something else.
Okay. She has one more comment.
Okay.
Why isn't any of this information being put in the Franklin newsletter?
That's a question I'll have to ask. That may be a question I'll have to bring up with our new director of administration. I'm not sure why it's not in the newsletter. I'm sure they would be able to clarify for me, having been
what
here.
Asking for?
She's asking to find out why none of this information's in the Franklin newsletter. And I don't know. I can only claim so long that I'm new here. At this moment, I'm still new here,
right.
So I don't really know quite what goes into the newsletter or what clarifies what ends up in there and what may be either excluded or not included or what decisions get made for that. So I'd have to find that out, too, and see if they want to include anything that's like news as opposed to posting fun stories or whatever, advertising. So I'll have to clarify that as well.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else you had, ma'am?
No,
this whole thing is ridiculous. It is so bad.
We've been on to 17 minutes. I realize it's been a little challenging because of the, you know, longest of the video and the audio. But I'd kind of like to move on so she could wrap that up.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's done, and I think that's it.
Okay. So I'm going to close the citizen comment period. The next item on the agenda is hearings. There are no hearings. And I should note that the city attorney said we could remove that because there typically aren't any hearings. We don't hold hearings.
Okay.
So we could, see if you could make a note of that, but for the next time we don't need that.
Okay.
Business item A, the election of a new vice chairman. Do we have, now the way we typically do this, and I'm open to alternatives, is someone makes a nomination, you can nominate yourself if you'd like. There is no second required for a nomination. And then I'll announce the nomination, and then we'll vote and do the vote. So are there any nominations for the vice chair of the filling Mark Short position? Would anyone like any clarification on the chair's duties?
This is Fred Canelo. Yes, Alderman Barber, if you would be so kind as to accept, that would be great.
Okay, we have a nomination for Alderman Barber for the vice chair. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Here are no other nominations. We have Alderman Barber for the vice chair. All those in favor, say aye.
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 And hopefully, Alderman Barber, you accepted that. Alderman Barber? Did we lose him? Did it show that he's online?
Hello?
You were nominated for vice chair, and we're hoping you accepted it because we're.
I did. I said aye.
Okay, good. All right. So, all in favor, say aye again.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And maybe because we're doing this audio, it might be helpful on the next one to just take a roll call so the voices are there, but I can hear that everyone's in favor. So, you are now the vice chair, and. If I'm not available, then you take a seat. Thank you very much for stepping up forward or for whatever. The next item on the agenda is the selection of the non-voting member under the ordinance. I didn't see anyone in the packet for a vote on, and I did have a conversation with someone who was interested and wanted to think about it. Should we continue this and table this to the next agenda item? Is there any input?
I also have someone contacted me about it, and at this point has not made a decision whether they want to or not, but I sent out a distribution requesting any interested parties that they could either contact me or fill out the form online. So I haven't seen any forms come through online, and like I said, the one person that did contact me has not declared one way or another.
I'm wondering, since I've never really done this non-voting member type of thing, and I realize that we are going to be making only a recommendation to the council, and then the council still has to approve that, should we be setting forward some kind of criteria or some type of way where they can come and make a comment on why they're interested or something to give us a little bit more to vote on rather than
I would trust any member or you or I, if they contact us, to bring them forward with due diligence, of course. I mean, the person I talked to seemed interested and seemed to would be a good representation of the area and of the citizens, or would be working with the citizen group. I mean, we have a citizen group out there as well that has an interest in this. So, to me, if anybody comes forward, we could vet them and go from there.
Right.
Either you or I.
I was just trying to figure out what that vetting process would look like. What I envision at this point would be is that the volunteer applications would just go into the packet, and then we just, you know, make up a nomination or something like you did with the vice chair, and then take a vote. If you want a little more detailed process, you want to hear from them, or it should be fair to all candidates.
I think if they would at least fill out the online application to be on a board, I mean, that gives everybody the same shot at the same information that they want to present, and then I think that's a fair way to do it.
Okay. Does anyone else have any comments about that? Would anyone like any additional information? And obviously, because they put their phone number on, I imagine you're free to call them and ask them any questions you would like before the meeting. So, Mr. Eddings, would you make sure that we get any people that put in to be in that non-voting member position, and that they get in the packet for the next agenda?
Yeah, will do.
What they do is...
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Alderman Barber.
One thing I was wondering too, and this is a kind of an aside, and it's germane to our topic, but are there a bunch of boards with vacancies maybe that could be published online at some point through LISA or the newsletter or some vehicle, just saying we have vacancies on these boards. If anybody is interested, please go online and fill out the proper paperwork for it.
It is.
I don't know how many boards there's vacancies on. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe we're not. I'm sure we're not unique.
Right, except for we're a little bit unique in this non-voting, because I've talked to quite a few people who said, "Well, I really don't want to spend several hours of my life and not have a vote."
Okay.
That's been a challenge for me to get any involvement. So I will just leave it as it is, and make a motion to table this to the next meeting.
Second. Or do you want me to make a motion?
I'd like you to make a motion.
Yeah. So bold.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, the first second to table item B, non-voting member, the next meeting. All those in favor, take the roll.
Alderwoman Wilhelm. Alderwoman
aye.
Wilhelm, okay. Member Mr. Knuppel.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Mr. Shurg.
Aye.
Okay.
Motion carried.